KFIV-BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5.
Amen.
Acts of the Apostles. Written by Luke, the physician.
That's right.
He left his occupation to follow Christ. Acts chapter 5, and we'll just start reading some, around about that 19 verse, 18 verse. We'll just read a little bit. And if you have it, say amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's heels of his holy and divine word.
Amen.
And laid their hands on the apostles and put them in common prison. 19. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple of the people all the words of this life. 21. And when they had heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, they that were with him, and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. 22. But when the officers came and found them not in prison,
yes,
they returned and told, saying, the prison was truly found shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the door. But when we opened the door, we found no man within. 24. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubt of them whereunto this would grow. 25. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. 26. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. 27. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked, saying, 28. Did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. 29 and last, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man.
We
can be seated in the presence of the Lord. A praying church. A praying church. This is a praying church here. Because it's the 100th and some years old. And I know that they done went through some hard times. Critical times, Pastor Lee.
Yes, sir.
But still and all, when you have a praying church, or when somebody praying for you, that means a lot. Because that is a commune with the Father. How many know that's a commune with the Father? It's through prayer and meditation. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16 and around about that 13th verse, if you go back and read, write it down, it's in your Bible for you to it out. He said, upon this rock, he said, whom do men say that I am?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he said. Some say Reverend Lee, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Some say one of the prophets. But he turned to somebody that he knew who was saved. Who he was. He turned to Peter now. And he asked Peter, he said, Peter, whom do men say that I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son And Jesus said, blessed is my double Simon, by John, flesh and blood did not reveal this to me, but my Father, which is in heaven. I'm just trying to help somebody know that there's something about the name. As I said, I listened at the whole service. It's got to be Jesus in the midst of all that from 18 something. It's Jesus Christ. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm just trying to tell you about the old church, as Pastor Lee used to say. I remember the old church when Grandma and him used to pray for the black baby Jesus. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Yeah, I was bad myself. And Grandma used to be chewing that bathroom. Y'all remember that, don't you? You know, you go back to that. Y'all remember that, don't you? They'll spit it on you. And yes, they will. They won't say excuse me. You want some help? Let me go. But 158 years. That's a long time to be in existence. Amen. For you. You need to take your hat off. Because y'all still moving forward. Y'all not moving back. You're moving forward. Amen. And there's something about the name of Jesus that will make it. When you just think about the goodness of the Lord and how he has woke you up early this morning, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Somebody know what I'm talking about up here. When you're down to nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I know I got some witnesses up here some kind of way. I tell you all the time, when you're down to nothing, why are you trying to figure it out? God is already. He's not ready to work it out. Oh, I don't know about you, but I learned to just take Jesus as I am and go on and run on and see what the end gonna be anyway. Because he says in 1 Corinthians, right now, we're on radio, 1 Corinthians 15:50, therefore, he said, be ye steadfast, unmoved, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor. What do we have here? Let's get the checks, man. I ain't gonna be long. Let me get the check, because I'll be all there. Let me get the check. The check said, now, they tripping about them two boys, Peter and John. They didn't get along over with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. No. Because you remember when Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Feed my lamb. Peter began to ask that old question. Then he asked about John. He said, what about him over there? Talking about John. Yeah. That's over in John. But see, when they sit together over there in Acts chapter 1 and got full of the Holy Ghost, that sealed them right there. There's something about the Holy Ghost to make you. Let me tell you something. God, when he put that Holy Ghost in you, you could be done whatever against somebody. You'll forgive them anyway. Because the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to help somebody tell you, let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is something that will seal you and he'll forgive you of all what you have done. You know, because that is in our ministry, forgiveness of sin. And a lot of us are holding guilt and all that stuff. You need to put that to the Lord and say, Lord, remove that from you because that. But back to the text. Let me go on the text. Let me get you the text. The text, they was tripping. This is the early church. They don't have deacons yet. They have deacons in chapter 6. But now they have the apostles. And the Bible said, the apostles, let's go to 3. There was a boy that could not walk. In chapter 3, go write it down. Write it down in your book again. It's in there if you throw it out. The Bible said, Peter and John went up together at the hour of prayer, being the night hour. Now, after they went up, they met somebody sitting at the gate. The Bible said, whom they laid gaily at the gate. That was, so that they were the family. You know, they probably said, look, you crooked and ain't got no this, that, but you got to bring some money up in this house every day. You know how we do, you know what I mean? So the Bible says they lay daily at the gate called Beautiful. And the Bible said that when Peter and John went in the temple, he asked for some alms, that means money. Peter and John said, silver and gold. I'm just trying to bring up to what this is about. Silver and gold, we don't have none of that. But he said, look on us. Look on us. See what we got. We don't have no silver and gold. But in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. You know, Father, walk. Now, Omen 4,
I'm trying to get up to 5.
Omen chapter 4, they had grew from 120, and in Acts 4:4, they up to 5,000.
Write it down if you don't need it. Write it down. It's in your Bible, so you throw it out.
In Acts 4:4, they grew up to 4,000, 5,000 people. And the Bible says they put them in prison. Yes, they did.
Let me tell you something. God don't need a whole lot of folks to make your program.
If you don't want to do it, God, get out your way. Because God said,
I'm here to tell you,
God is something. Man, you talking about God? The man that made no the hell out of the head. Ain't got much in with, but he's got something up there.
Huh? And you trying to box with God?
God said, you can't box with me. That's what Isaiah 59 said. Your hand is too short. God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him. In. A praying church. So, four, they called a council together. Go look in four. It's in your Bible. And the Bible says they brought them together. And then, but Jesus, let me back this thing up, Reverend. Jesus told them in Mark 13:11 and Luke 12:11, said, when you go up for a council, you ain't going to be permitted to tell them what to do and all this kind of stuff. This isn't about me. Because Jesus already knew what they were going to go through. But he was trying to tell them over in Matthew, Mark, and John what they were going to go through. Now it's the came to pass that they put them in the midst and they said, what power or what name? I'm talking about a praying church. If there's something about a praying church, use the name of Jesus. Can I get some witness up here? When you name the name of Jesus, and all what he has done for you, oh, I can say, oh, I can't do no singing. I can't sing. I can't play the piano. I can't play the drums like Eugenia. But I can do one thing, toot my little horn.
There you go.
I just toot my little horn. Amen. And the Bible said, they asked, by what name are you dealing there for? So Acts chapter 4, verse 8 say, then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, why are you looking on us as we done this? We didn't do this. You remember that man that y'all killed out on that tree? You remember him? He's the one that's doing all the work. And they said, look, we're going to pray because we know they're ignorant. And they're unlearning. That's in 4:11. Go read it. 4:11, they say, this is the stone which was set in all of you buildings, which will become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other name except. And the 13th verse said, they know them. They took them knowledge. They pulled them out. They let them get out the council. And they began to say, now we know. Another miracle hasn't happened. It's over 4. Uh-huh. We know this. Uh-huh. Because this boy couldn't walk.
Yes,
but we're going to threaten.
Yeah.
They looked up on the river and said, they ignorant and they unlearned.
Uh-huh.
But they must have been with Jesus. Uh-huh. Let me tell you something. You ain't got to go to university.
Yeah.
You ain't got to go nowhere. You ain't got to go nowhere. But if you step on the Holy Ghost,
Yeah.
I'm trying to help somebody up in here. Somebody come through the door with a heavy heart. Put it in the Lord's hand. Somebody that came through the door at First Union, need a blessing. Put it in the Lord's hand. He may not come when you want him to come. Oh, I'm trying to help you. He may not come when you think he's going to come. But he's always. I say he's always on time. I didn't come here to be no show. I come to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for you, what he done for me. I don't know about the man. I'm talking about what he done for me. With my mind, he's a man.